Google's AI mode has just added 5 new languages. They have Hindu, Japanese, Korean, a bunch of others. Basically, on the show today, we want to talk about the state of Google AI mode. This is something that I feel like is just not talked about a lot about, but it's literally Google, one of the biggest technology companies in the entire world's response to ChatGPT, one of the most viral trending products in the world. Basically, we want to show where Google AI mode is today. If you're not an active user, this will be a bit of a catch up. If you are, but we hope you'll learn a couple interesting new things about it. And we'll also be talking about a bunch of the new features that have been rolled out into this. Before we get into this, Jamie, would you mind telling everyone a little bit about the AI Hustle School community?
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to learn how to grow your business with AI or make money on the side using AI, you need to check out our school community called AI Hustle. We'll leave a link below, but basically we have, you know, over 60 episodes of bonus content on there. We release a new one every single week. We kind of break down exact strategies of how we're using AI to make money. So Jaden has a really interesting AI music side hustle that we've been following along with, and he's starting to make some real money streaming AI music. So that's a pretty cool one. We talk about AI marketing growth hacks. I have a Amazon side hustle that I made over 20 grand with last year that I'm scaling with AI this year. So we have over 300 members now, and the price is going to go up each week. So it's currently $21. It'll be raised next week to $22. And so you can lock in that price today forever. Again, it's just a great place to meet other like-minded individuals as well. So, but let's talk about Google's AI mode. They're currently releasing it, adding 5 new languages to it. But the Google AI mode, I think, is pretty underutilized by a lot of people because there are a lot of people just don't really know how to use it yet. But it's basically a really powerful way to have AI at your fingertips with Google search. It'll do multiple searches at a time, link you to different websites, and allow you to, you know, purchase things directly. Plus, they have the amazing image generation software as well built in. So it's a really cool tool. Jane, what's the significance of adding 5 languages?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is that we're starting to see this get rolled out to a bigger and bigger audience. And as the audience gets bigger, the product gets better. So if you haven't seen it in a while, on the homepage of Google, so google.com, there's like a whole button they have dedicated to it, which just says AI mode. It kind of replaces, or it gives me the same feeling of like the I'm feeling lucky button that used to basically you click it and it would take you straight to a website. I don't know if that's still used, but basically if you click on AI mode, it opens up a new portal that looks just like ChatGPT does. You can upload and attach images and you can ask it, you know, your questions. Now, when you do a search on Google AI mode, so I did one recently where I said, how can I make $10,000 a month with AI tools? Look at YouTube. I think one of the cool things is like basically you can kind of query against a lot of the Google properties. So like YouTube, for example, I think we're starting to see a lot of these AI models tie in, right? Like Google's very tied in to be able to use their AI to look at YouTube. If you're on Grok, you can look at what people are saying on X. And OpenAI has even said that they're going to start working on their own social media platform with Sam Altman, you know, just this week complaining that too many people on AI platforms now are bots. So I think we'll probably start seeing kind of this like tie-in to social media. But right now on Google, and that's kind of what they're doing, you're going to get a very similar response as ChatGPT. One thing that I think a lot of people really like about AI mode is in the same way when you do a Google search, how they have like recommended searches in the results. So it's like people that search for this frequently search for this. In my search I did, which was like, how can I make $10,000 a month with AI tools? Look at YouTube. It gave me a whole rundown of a bunch of different things like automated video creation. It told me to monetize and promote that. It told me to create an AI automation agency. It told me to create and sell digital products, to be an AI enhanced consulting services, which by the way, Jamie and I have a whole bunch of content on our school community about how to do that if you want the real tea. In any case, what I like about it is at the end of it, it gives me three ideas to go deeper. So one's like elaborate on legal issues. One says, what other online platforms help creators monetize AI generated content? So if you click on that, all of a sudden it's going to start researching you deeper. So I think Google has a really powerful knowledge base where beyond what you're going to search for, they know what people that search for a specific thing search for next. And so I think they basically pulled that into their AI tool in a way that I haven't seen anyone else use. So that's one of my big go-to features for AI. So in doing that search where it was like, you know, what other online platforms help content creators monetize AI content, it says like Amazon KDP, create low content books, which Jamie and I just recorded a whole video about how to use Google's Nano Banana to make customized and character consistent images, which using a tutorial like that we shared on our school community, you could basically create ebooks with consistent character throughout them and post them on Amazon KDP. This is something that my wife has actually done. She's created books that she sells on Amazon KDP, where you basically create the book, you upload the whole transcript or I guess the text of the whole book to Amazon. And the nice thing is, in the past, right, you used to have to get a publisher. If they would publish like 1,000 copies, they would just keep them in a warehouse. And as you sold them, they'd send them to people. With Amazon KDP now, basically you just give them the text of it. And when someone buys it, they print it and ship it to them. They take a commission off of that, whatever it costs them. Basically you just keep the money, but you never have to worry about like having inventory and some of those costs. So I think this is, overall pretty good advice. You know, it also says Gumroad or Sellfy, Creative Fabrica. It's a marketplace for digital assets like fonts, graphics, crafts, pay teachers. So you can use AI to create educational courses, worksheets, storybooks, classroom posters, and you can sell them to educators. So there's a whole bunch of really good ideas there, as well as like Medium, Substack, Patreon, AI-generated art. You can sell it on Redbubble, Society6, Zazzle. Of course, there's like Etsy, but that one's too well known. So I like the lesser known ones. I feel like you actually have a chance to rank in their algorithm. There's Displate, which specializes in creating and selling AI art like metal posters. And of course, you can sell things on Adobe Stock or Shutterstock or Wirestock. So you can actually create assets and sell them there, which most of them will let you sell AI-generated images. I think you have to like maybe note that it is AI-generated, but I think people will still buy it. And of course, you could do work on Fiverr, Upwork, prompt marketplaces like PromptBase or Prompt Sellers, let you sell your prompts that you use. Anyways, whole bunch of really cool ideas that we came up from here. But I think it all comes from the fact that Google has this like add-on where it will let you search more and more. But I guess, Jamie, have you tried Google AI mode? Have you looked into it? Do you think it's interesting? I guess, what's your thought?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's great because, you know, a lot of times I'll ask Google a question. And I don't go to Reddit anymore. I used to just go to Reddit if I wanted to find out, you know, how to do something or what the best product is. But now Google kind of pulls all that data together for you. But then the follow-up question thing is really powerful too. So you could say, you know, what's the best way to paint over tobacco stains in an old house? And they would end up saying, okay, like oil-based paint is probably the best way to do it. But then you could follow up and say, you know, are there any downsides to oil-based paint? And it could pull up, you know, all the data about, you know, volatile organic compounds and why they're bad, stuff like that. So, you know, you have the capability to ask follow-up questions is really important if you're trying to get to the bottom of something, and it's really handy. I think it's great, and the fact that they have it in different languages now, because I think, you know, sometimes, especially I feel like a lot of the AI news and capabilities and things are in English, so to have, you know, the translations and pulling from other websites makes it useful to people in other parts of the world as well.
And then another reason why I think it's really important to like try this out. So we're getting, this is like the insider ball secret sauce, but basically someone was recently asking Logan Kilpatrick about, so you have to click on a link and go over to it right now, on asking if it's going to become kind of the default for Google search. And so I think that people are going to want to start getting familiar with it now, because someone asked about that and he responded and said soon, smiley face. So I think we're basically probably going to start seeing like this may become the default on Google, where when you're doing a search, it's just going to be the Google AI mode is the default, which would be really crazy to see all of kind of the links in Google kind of disappear. As far as like when this started, Google first rolled this out as an experiment in March, so it's not that old. It's basically trying to compete with Perplexity and GPT search and everything like that. And then the one thing that I'm really excited about is that they actually introduced a bunch of agentic features into it. So basically it will let you find a restaurant reservation, it will be able to make calls, make book appointments, tickets, planning things in the future. All of that though, you only get it if you have the Google Ultra subscriptions, and it's in the US. That's how you can get the agentic capabilities in AI mode, and that costs $250 a month. So I don't think a lot of people are using that, but it's interesting to think, okay, this AI mode is going to become probably the default on Google, and then eventually the agent mode is going to be embedded into that as well. So that's kind of like you can kind of see the evolution of Google here, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the SEO strategies of old are going to be, especially once AI mode takes over, are going to be totally gone. I think SEO will matter for, you know, local service-based businesses, but when it comes to, you know, trying to rank for certain things, it's going to change a lot. So I think being aware of some of these changes and maybe how to take advantage of them could really pay off big for you if that's kind of your type of business you have. So
100%. And one thing I will note is Sundar Pichai was kind of being criticized about all of this, but Google recently giving a bunch of updates on AI mode and AI overviews said that because a lot of people basically criticizing that they were affecting search clicks, Google last month says that its AI search features are actually creating more traffic because people are doing more follow-on searches and stuff. So it's interesting to see what's happening there. And yeah, it might just be that we are getting more search traffic, and maybe the search traffic that does find a website is more qualified because they are ready to buy whatever your product is by the time they land on your site. So I guess more important now than ever to optimize your site and to start figuring out how to rank for AI models. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. It would mean the world to us if you could leave us a rating and review. It's like the thing that we appreciate so much. We read them all. We love them all. And also make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the show notes where you can go find that. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys all in the next episode.